Thank you for being here. Actually, you can thank us. We all will be thanking each other by the time this hour is over. Another hour of conversation about your health and well-being, courtesy of Dr. Jack Stockwell, lovingly referred to as Dr. Jack. We'll be talking, as usual, about things that are from an alternative point of view. Jack has that, and alternative can mean all kinds of things. If you go to his website, ForbiddenDoctor.com, you'll get a lesson, a really good lesson, in what is, some people say that if you're not someone who graduated from Duke or Princeton or Harvard or whatever, you're a quack. I love those people. So, as a matter of fact, Kara and I were talking earlier, Jack, about how science, or maybe it was Victoria, I don't remember, Kara, how science disproves itself. We have all these people that do research, and we have evidence-based this and evidence-based that, and then come to find out 5 years later what was the evidence at one time is not necessarily the evidence of today. And that's not to take a shot at this stuff. It's important for people in the world of medicine to do research, but then there is subject to the approval of the gods. How's that? Yes. It sounds a little silly, but it is because all these things are changing all the time. You address a lot of them in the podcast that you do. There are a lot of things. If you go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, you'll see where Jack and his wife Mary have put together hundreds of podcasts over the past couple of years that focus on the things that will help you save your life. And thus is the circumstance with the you're a GAPS practitioner in addition to being a NUCA chiropractor. So that plays into this podcast, does it not?
Well, it does. And as Hippocrates said 2,400 years ago, all disease begins in the gut. Mm-hmm. And so when we can address what's called dysbiosis, which is the imbalance of good and less than good bacteria in your stomach, or in the gut wall. Actually, the gut extends from your mouth all the way to the bottom, but primarily the small and large intestines. And when we get an overgrowth of or an imbalance of the wrong kind of bacteria, the ability of the body to clean itself out, to produce amino acids, to produce B vitamins, to produce unknown factors we haven't even discovered yet, is inhibited to some degree, and your health will suffer as a result of that. So any kind of condition that we have to deal with in our office, almost every one of them, we always want to start with getting the gut back into a healthy condition, which are things you can do right there in your kitchen. There are things and that's what this podcast is about, the GAPS soup. What our ancestors have done for thousands of years when they knew someone was sick, the first thing they turned to, and usually that was all that needed to be done.
It's all we need to do. Isn't that interesting? I've actually you taught me about this a long time ago, and I'm more cautious of it now because I'm really focused on being the proper weight and being in the proper physical shape that I want to be in. And so eating what you have in your gut, the things you have got me thinking about, nothing but sugar. And I think I told you I was going to do this, the 23andMe evaluation of your of what's in your DNA, but it also deals with your health and what the trends may be going forward, what you have to look forward to. I spent 2.5 hours, Jack, on the computer the other night answering all of their questions.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not just sending in the sample and having them feed you back information. They want to know everything. And I was brutally honest with myself. I think that's the best way to be when it comes to medicine. Yes. You have to be, because otherwise this stuff will have no value whatsoever. And if you don't want to know the answer to the question, then don't do it. If you're going to do it, then do it all the way.
Well, that's a good point. Both Mary and I have done 23andMe.
And what'd you find out?
Well, I am 0.3% African.
Yeah.
0.3% Oriental.
Yeah.
And 99.4% Northern European.
That, really, what a shocker that is.
Yeah.
What about, I want to know about Mary. What did you find out about her?
Well, it's about, you know, she's not African.
No. But she has darker skin than you do.
Yeah, she has. Yeah, she does. She has. I'm very fair complected. Mm-hmm.
I bet you she has some Portuguese in her, does she?
Well, I was going to say, you know, Mediterranean, but it's been a while since I've seen her report. I don't remember exactly.
But what did it tell you about your health? So those are the things. The other part of what the 23andMe thing is that you don't get from going to Ancestry.com is a projection, if you want it, into your health. What tendencies do you have going forward? What could happen to you? And the reason I want to do I want the information is because I can then know what to do to shortstop it if there's something that looks lethal, right? Well, wouldn't you want to know that?
Well, that's it. Now, certain ethnic areas like African, like Oriental, mm-hmm. like Northern European, like Mediterranean have genetic development over thousands of years based on the kinds of foods that were available in those areas. And so, for instance, if you took a Polynesian and gave them an Inuit Eskimo diet, they'd mm-hmm. get sick and die. If you took an Inuit Eskimo and took them to Fiji and gave them a Fijian diet, they would get sick and die. They would not, their bodies could not possibly handle those two things. If you had an Inuit man and a Fijian woman have children, then you're going to start a whole new line of genetic development that may not be able to handle both. But the thing is, before we had major travel over the last 100 years, where people could just pack up and move to another part of the country where there's the world, where there's a totally different kind of food supply, they were pretty isolated. So that these genetic tendencies developed, and that's what comes out in the 2-3 you and me. How's it? What's the title of that thing again? The genetic test. 1-2-3 and
23 and me.
23 and me. Because they're looking at the 23 chromosomes.
Right.
And so what happens is based on where your people came from. You know, my family is all pre-Revolutionary War, and they're from Northern Europe. Many of them were Tories at the time of the Revolution. They took off to Canada. And so we have that kind of a meat and potatoes and bread kind of genetic development.
Mm-hmm, right.
And the more I'm actually interesting, though, the more I move away from that personally, the healthier I feel. The more I move towards a keto diet, the healthier that I feel and
what's
the more energy that
diet?
I have. Well, getting rid of processed carbohydrate. There's a lot mm-hmm. to it, but getting rid of processed carbohydrates for the most part, more higher fats. Fattier proteins, these kinds of things, and getting away from the processed carbs that have turned one out of three Americans, you know, into having a definite weight problem.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, so you're going to find, now, where's your blood come from?
My blood?
Yeah.
My ancestry is Northern European, Central European. My grandmother on my mother's side is Portuguese. And there certainly is Belgian on my father's side, German on my father's side, little bit of French, and I think French and Portuguese on my mother's side. I don't know about, I think there's some English in there somewhere, but that's what I suspect. That's what I've been told. But that's, you know, it's fascinating, again, to speculate, think about what will come back. It takes 2 or 3 weeks for him to do this. And then I'll tell you what I found.
Yeah.
You
know. Well, Mary has Cherokee Indian solidly on one side.
Yeah.
And she has, and it looks like she very well may have Cherokee on the other side.
You know, what's so fascinating is how do they find this out from spit?
Well, because your DNA's in the spit.
Yeah, but
you know,
again,
the DNA that comes from the, you know, it's in your spit. It's it comes from the sublingual salivary glands. It comes the cells that come off the walls of your cheek, the inside of your mouth, the walls of your cheek, what's called the buccal side, the tooth side of the cheek, is sloughed off constantly. It's just constantly coming off. It's just like the wall of the gut. The wall of your gut replaces itself every 3 to 5 days because of the mass of material moving through it, constantly scuffing the wall. Same thing with your mouth. So when they get your spit, they get a good, healthy sample of your DNA.
Yeah. All right. So this is about your health and your well-being, obviously. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here, noted Nooka chiropractor and GAPS practitioner. He also, at his clinic in Salt Lake City, offers a new kind of concierge medicine, which you can take advantage of. I think now you're offering 30 days without
free.
Charge
yes,
for people who sign up
free.
at ForbiddenDoctor.com, yes?
Slash VIP, yeah.
Slash VIP.
Yes.
Okay, that's my deal. I want the VIP forever, though. Last week, I had a guest on this, I forget what program it was. Ken wasn't around, so I invited Dr. Doug Howard to come on, who's the fellow who, if you Google him, he, among other things, is responsible for the formulation. You'd love this guy. I probably should have him on when you're on. He's the one
sure.
responsible for Balance of Nature products, the fiber and spice that they have. But more notably, they have the fruits and veggies. That's all. That's the only product they have. That's it. One product aimed at enhancing your immune system. Nutritional equivalents of 10 servings of fruits, 10 servings of vegetables in every single one of these capsules. There are 30 in each, actually the 30 is plus, so 60 in each of the red fruits and green vegetables with the best possible fruits. Aloe vera, apple, blueberry, cherry, cranberry, grape, grapefruit, lemons, mangoes, oranges, papaya, pineapple, raspberry, strawberry, all in the fruit side. The vegetable side has broccoli and cabbage and carrots and cauliflower and cayenne pepper, celery stalks, garlic, kale, onions, mushrooms, spinach, wheatgrass, that kind of stuff.
My goodness, we ought to make a list of what they don't have. It'd be
well, that's
shorter.
It, you see. And yeah. He was telling me about how he came up with this idea. This guy's a very practiced, very, very well-informed, very educated doctor. He's got a chiropractic degree. He knows you. He's from St. George's. Mm-hmm. And he knew you had I was talking about you, and he said, oh, yeah, I remember him. He had a clinic in St. George's. Now, I remember going down with you to the clinic in St. George's in that storefront.
Yep. Yes.
Back 2 or 3 years ago. But he remembers you having been there, and he wants to meet you because
great.
I think you and he share a lot of the same health values. But he also has an MD degree, so he's a chiropractor and an MD. And he came up with, he said, this is, it is kind of simple when you get right down to it. What's more important than how your body functions with a strong immune system? You talk about the gaps you have. I think the two of them go hand in hand, Jack. Having a very strong gut will lead you to having a strong immune system, and that's what the fruits and veggies do. It's a long story, but the short ending is, go ahead.
Well, just remember that most of your immune system is in the gut.
Yes.
When you think about what's moving through the gut, the further it moves along, the more nutrition's been removed, the more toxic the material is that's left behind.
Mm-hmm.
And the wall of the gut has anywhere from 80 to 85% of the immune system constantly protecting you from anything as it gets more toxic that could get into the bloodstream. But that development of the immune system there spreads throughout the entire body. That's just kind of like the police academy. Like mm-hmm. your lymph glands are the police academy for certain parts of your immune system to train these cells to get the job done. And what you're talking about with this Balance of Nature fits right into strengthening that whole process.
Boost your immune system 700% using their methods. Pretty simple, pretty easy. And the first glide through is free. Free month supply. Use the code DJV at balanceofnature.com. So get the Balance of Nature products. Use them every day. And look forward to an enhanced immune system. Health, that's what it's all about. And the first month is free. Balanceofnature.com. Use the code DJV. We'll be talking about strokes in a few moments. Let's spend some time talking about the flu season, which this year is no joke, Jack. People are nervous about getting it. There's been a lot of discussion. I think you and I started this a couple of weeks ago talking about virus versus bacteria. The mm-hmm. flu is a virus, is it not, versus colds that are bacteria. Do I have that right?
Yeah,
do I remember?
Influenza A and B, and then there's some wild H1N1, all the stuff that they try to throw in there to try to put together a particular cocktail to address
the flu. So there's a research project out this week where the people doing the work captured the flu virus in the breath of 142 people with cases of the flu while they were breathing naturally, while they were speaking, while they coughed, as they sneezed. And so then the researchers talked about how infectious the breath is. Well,
yeah.
What do you think? You get somebody blowing stuff on you, Nose, throat swabs also came out of this study. And so at the end of the day, this was aimed at helping people understand how they get the flu. I don't know there's any genius here. Hello, if you are near somebody who's got it and they sneeze, that stuff is going to blow all over the place. Plus, there may be other things on their person that you would be exposed to if you shook their hand, that sort of thing. So once again, for the umpteenth million time, if you've got a strong immune system, you are not going to get the flu. Can I say that across the board, or are there exceptions to that that you can think of?
Well, that's the reason why, as a species, we're alive on this planet. We live in a community of microbes, parasites, protozoa, molds, bacteria, viral elements. They're all around us. We live in an absolute sea of things that are so small we can't see them. And we get this idea that maybe we're all there is to it. No.
Do you think that that information surprises people, Jack?
Oh, I think it does, because I get a surprised look when I consult with a new patient who thinks that because they wash their hands, they've done everything that they need to do to stay healthy. And that's obviously part of it, like you just said there a moment ago. Yeah. You know, that kind of hygiene is absolutely necessary. But to refortify what you were saying earlier about the immune system, this is why we survive as a species, because we're in constant contact with this community of microbes that you can't see. They've measured the what you sneeze
they
out
want to
of
take
you.
Over. They're like the Russians and the Chinese. They want to take over and kill us. And if it wasn't for our God-given immune system, we'd be long gone as a species.
Well, that's probably true for the bad stuff. But we live in a community of these things that need us to survive. Mm-hmm. They need what we're eating to survive on. And when our diets consist of the right balance of the kinds of foods that we should be eating, we have a wonderful growth of the right kind of bacteria that provide us with a nice thank you. They give us micro elements of nutrition. They give us amino acids. They give us B vitamins. They give us several other things in return for the food and the moisture and the warmth that we give them. Mm-hmm. You can't escape these things. There's more of these things in you than you have cells in your body.
Yep.
And we ignore them at our peril, as Dr. McBride says. We ignore them as our peril. When we take care of them, they will take care of us. It's really that simple. And when you get the symptoms of the flu, remember this. It's not the flu that did that to you. It's your body that's doing this to
reaction
you.
Reaction.
To get rid of that stuff.
Lack of it. Yeah.
Yes, so the reaction to it.
If you want to avoid it, stay 6 feet away from anybody and everybody. If somebody's sneezing or they have a cough or something, and you're at least 6 feet away from them, you're not going to get the infection.
Well, that stuff has been clocked at 300 miles an hour in a very strong sneeze.
But it dissipates quickly into the atmosphere.
Yeah.
So that's why if you're 6 or so feet away, and all this stuff about flu shots, this year the flu shots have been a joke because they only were 30% effective. So why bother? Doctors keep saying, give your children the flu shot and make sure you get one yourself. And I have this argument with Ken all the time. It's safer to have it than not. And that may be true with some, but not with others, right?
Well, yes. And remember, the CDC owns several vaccine patents. Mm-hmm. They have uniforms. The CDC is like a military. They actually have uniforms and officer rankings inside the CDC, and they own a multitude of vaccine patents. So, of course, they want you to go out and get this kind of stuff. Not only do they have government budgets that take care of their needs, they also make money in selling the patents to the pharmaceutical companies that distribute their vaccines.
It's a sweet deal.
Yeah, it is. And then they got the force
nice
of government
work if you
behind
can get
them.
It, and you can get it if you try.
Yeah.
Just under the circumstances. Okay. Neil Diamond has cut his career short, if you will, or he's going to retire because he has Parkinson's. He can't even finish the tour he's on. What is Parkinson's? Spend a minute before we get into our stroke conversation with Dr. Kalesi. I would like to spend a moment talking about those people who have been big fans of Neil Diamond through his career, and now it goes away because he has Parkinson's.
Well, you can usually tell when someone in the community or your neighborhood has this because of the shaking that begins to take place. There's a problem with a hormone called dopamine. It's a neurotransmitter, actually, and it comes out of a part of the brain and something called the midbrain, actually something called the substantia nigra, that produces this dopamine. And dopamine is what allows you to have very fine movement. You know, I think of people playing instruments in an orchestra. I think of a ballerina. That kind of fine muscle movement and control is the result of adequate levels of dopamine. And when the dopamine begins to be restricted or lessened because the body isn't making it, then the fine motor control is gone and the gross motor control kind of takes over, and that's where the kind of shaking takes place. An interesting thing I learned in neurology, muscular neurology in school, was that the movement starts at what's called the motor strip at the very top of the brain. And that kind of movement, if you were to think, well, I'm going to put my hand on top of my head, it would just flop up there, like a fish out of water. The thing that makes it slow and able to control it is this level of dopamine that's in the system that allows fine, slow, precise muscle movement. And in Parkinson's, you lose that.
Lose it, yeah. All right.
And then they start to get stiff.
Hold a good thought for Neil Diamond. Don't forget, the immune system is enhanced by 700%. Pretty much all that we talk about, or much of what we talk about, is here to help you. Your body protects you from all these things. It works in concert, as Jack is explaining. But the best way to keep your immune system in check is to go to balanceofnature.com and order their fruits and vegetables and their fiber product using the code DJV, because the first month is free. Balanceofnature.com, code DJV. We welcome Dr. Alexander Calesi to Good Day Health to talk about the way to treat a stroke. He's a clinical leader in the field of neurosurgery and the treatment of cerebrovascular disease. I'm not sure that it's anything but a big mouthful. I know that because I have a direct experience with this, Dr. Calesi. My father died after had four strokes at the age of 91. The last one really did him in. And so as people ask me questions about this, I only have his experience. You're a professional. You've been treating people for your entire career. Is the recognition of having a stroke, that information, more out there and better available so that people are likely to deal with it much better than they did, let's say, 20 years ago?
No question, Doug. First of all, thank you for having me, and I really appreciate the opportunity to share with you, I think, the really exciting developments that we're seeing in treatment of stroke. And it's the fact that we actually have more effective treatments available that has made recognizing a stroke more important in seeking medical care immediately. As part of the Together to End Stroke campaign to the American Stroke Association and Medtronic, we're really emphasizing what those warning signs look like, and I'm happy to share with you some of the advancements we're making in taking care of this problem. I think there's also value for your viewers to actually identify what a stroke actually is. Mm-hmm. And stroke is essentially an interruption of blood flow to the brain or a bleed within the substance of the brain itself. And so both.
What causes it, doctor? Why would you have this event?
Great, terrific question. And so about a quarter of the time, strokes are caused by the buildup of plaque in your blood vessels, and a small embolus can actually travel from that plaque and block one of the small arteries of the brain. About another quarter of the time, you can have an abnormal rhythm of your heart that can allow the blood flow to become turbulent and then clot when it shouldn't.
That's what happened to my father, by the way. He had atrial fibrillations.
Precisely. And that can actually lead a clot to form. In certain forms of cancer or certain bleeding disorders, your blood clots when it shouldn't, and that can lead clots to form as well. And as I mentioned, that 15% of strokes that are due to a bleed within the brain itself can be from high blood pressure. It can be from a weakening of the arteries of the brain called aneurysms. So there are a whole range of causes, but more and more we have effective ways to both identify those causes and interrupt the process.
If we have time, I want to talk about how to avoid having it. But I know one of the things we want to do is make people aware of what to do if somebody they care about or if you have a stroke and you're conscious of it. Used to be they would tell you, doctors like Jack would say, go take an aspirin.
Right.
And I think that's not the idea
right.
now.
We unlike in a heart attack, we discourage taking an aspirin in a stroke event because, as I mentioned, 15% of those strokes may be a bleed. And so the last thing you want to do is take a blood thinner in the setting of a bleed. But the acronym we really want to emphasize is the acronym FAST, which means face, arm, speech, and time. So if you smile and there's a weakening on one side of your face, a weakness of your arm, an interruption of your speech, then that means it's time to call 911. And the reason it's so important is because the brain, as was brought out a little bit in your earlier discussion on Parkinson's, is the organ that kind of tells us moment to moment that we're okay. And so, unfortunately, often the person experiencing the stroke doesn't have insight into that process. So I like to tell people that stroke's kind of your best everyday opportunity to save someone else's life because you often rely on that third-party observer to recognize something's wrong and call 911.
All right, so let's spend a minute talking about ways to prevent it from happening.
Sure. In terms of preventing stroke, you want to actually have elements of a healthy lifestyle. You want to control your blood pressure. If you're a diabetic, you want good blood pressure control. Additionally, if you smoke, the most important single thing you can do for your health is to stop smoking and to seek regular medical care. If your listeners want more information, the strokeassociation.org website has plenty of information on protecting yourself from stroke.
Strokeassociation.org, spelled out, strokeassociation.org. More information. Preventing it, obviously, is what's desirable. But if you have one, my father went through it 4 times. They got worse each time until it ended his ability to comprehend. In 3 months, that was the end of him.
Right. And when your father sought care, blood thinners were really the only treatment that we
had. Oh, yeah, that's right. It's all he took was Coumadin and all that other stuff. All right, doctor, thank you. Dr. Alexander Khaleesi here, neurosurgeon and expert when it comes to strokes. All right, speaking of unusual, Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. He's got lots of information that is unusual and very helpful, brought to us by the folks who bring you krill oil and fish oil together, purity products in the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. Tell you how to get a free bottle when we're done our conversation about this study, which is directed at those who are eating well and exercising well. Putting those two together brings you what, Jack?
Well, it's going to one of the main things is the decrease of inflammation in the bloodstream.
Mm-hmm. Inflammation in the blood. Who ever heard that there was inflammation?
Well,
inflammation is what is disease. Inflammation causes disease, right?
The thing is, there are different kinds of effects inside of the body that will lead to systemic inflammation. And the body's constant response to inflammation has its own side effects where it can never sit still long enough to heal and repair. And that's what our bodies are set to do. Our bodies are set to repair and restore constantly. They're mm-hmm. constantly designed to rebuild, 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 most of which is happening during the night. But when we are hit with inflammation and the different kinds of things that lead to constant inflammation. Two things. Either we're missing something in the diet that will help control that, or we've got too much of something that's leading to inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you're talking about there is an excellent way to be able to address the constant cycles of inflammation.
Is being conscious of your diet and exercising a lot. As a matter of fact, one of the things that comes out of this study I see University of Glasgow observing a lot of type 2 diabetes patients who are exercising and who are eating well, and it's helping them control their diabetes much better than taking all the medication that's floating around.
Yes. And this is just one of continuing studies that show that when you can start some resistance training, if you didn't do anything more than walking around the neighborhood carrying some little weights in your hands, a couple of mm-hmm. maybe a 2-pound weight or something like this, and then the kind of foods that they're recommending out of the study, the dark chocolate that's rich in flavonoids, the broccoli that has the sulforaphane, that helps to improve blood sugar control, protects blood vessels. More fish, because fish is full of protein, and it has the omega-3 fatty acids that help to minimize inflammation. Cannellini beans, because of the protein and the soluble fiber that's present. Spinach, because it has the trace minerals, magnesium, folate, phosphorus, potassium, zinc, that lead to decreased inflammatory processes in the body. Cinnamon helps to reduce blood sugar because it's full of chromium. And then turmeric, which is an active ingredient called, and it has the curcumin in it, which we have in our enzymes, by the way, that helps to regulate fat metabolism in the body. So this study out of Glasgow, these things included in the diet, as well as a little bit of exercise, greatly leads to the ability to recover.
It's fabulous for health all around. Broccoli, beans, spinach, cinnamon is something, if you're not aware, this is something that's of late. Reducing blood sugar, very, very good for you.
It
and
is.
Turmeric has all of the curcumin and turmeric, same thing together. It's what the Indians use, and they're living long and happy lives. So in focus here, reducing inflammation, that's what happens, by the way, when you're using the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity Products. That is all about reducing inflammation. That's what the fish oil does.
What's a fish oil?
So yeah. Great for your joint comfort. Yep. Free bottle available right now by dialing 800-355-1493. So if you haven't taken advantage of this special deal, get a free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus, 800-355-1493. Just pay for the shipping and it's yours, 800-355-1493.